Welcome to the Lead Worship Well podcast. I'm your host, Chris Baker. Joining us on today's episode is multi-award winning singer, songwriter, worship leader, author, pastor, and absolute legend, CeCe Winans. Join us as we delve into the depths of CeCe's extraordinary career, her unwavering faith, and the moments that have shaped her into the icon she is today. Prepare to be inspired, uplifted, and moved by the incredible story of a woman whose voice continues to touch the hearts of millions. Welcome, CeCe Winans. Welcome to the Lead Worship Well podcast. I'm your host, Chris Baker, and today, she doesn't need an introduction because if you don't know her, you've been living on a rock for the last 30, 40 years. She is incredible. Welcome, Miss CeCe Winans. Miss CeCe, how are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. My day has been made now that I am talking to you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Good to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, I want to jump right in. You know, you have so many different titles. You are a mom, you're a grandmother, you are a songwriter, you are so many different things. But the one thing I don't call you is an artist because you are so much more than an artist to me. You are a worship leader. And if anybody has had the privilege of listening to you lead worship, you realize she's just not singing a song. It's something she's talking to her father. And it's an incredible thing to witness. The question I want to ask you, Miss CeCe, is this. How do you prepare your heart before leading worship?
How do I prepare my heart before leading worship?
Yes, ma'am.
With worship?
Yeah. With worship.
I prepare my heart to lead worship. Through worship. Yes. I remember talking to Benny Hinn a few years ago and watching God just use him preaching, but people being healed and delivered. And I asked them that question. How do you prepare it? And actually, he told me, he was like, well, people ask me this question a lot, you know, and basically he just said, I'm in worship before I come to worship, before I hit the stage. I'm worshiping myself, you know, and it's just an overflow. Mm-hmm. Of what's going on in my life. And so I prepare. I mean, of course, we do rehearsing. If you're talking about touring, we do rehearsing. And, you know, I'm trying to learn everything I'm supposed to learn. So God, I have something to work with. I'm getting kind of bad at that the older I get. But I'm trying. Because really, the meat of it is just being lost in Him, you know? Like you said, singing to Him. I'm there in front of people, but I'm not there for people.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so whenever I get lost in worshiping Him, then I know He's able to use that offering I give to Him to do what He wants to do in the hearts of people.
Wow.
And then practically, you know, a lot of times it's that. I recorded this song that Chris Tomlin released called Holy Forever.
Yes.
And last year, I heard Jen Johnson recording of that. And every night before I went out on stage, I listened to that song. That song is just, it's one of the most, you're a worshiper, you know, it's one of the most powerful songs to me. It just ushers you into the throne room.
It does.
I listen to it every night. I would get lost in that song every night before I went out on stage. It was before I recorded it. And then they gave me the blessing to record it. And I was just like, thank y'all so much. Because I remember when I first heard him sing that song on the Double Wars, Chris Tomlin, I looked at my sister. My sister was sitting next to me. I said, I don't think people realize what they just heard. Mm-hmm. This song, it lines you up with heaven to just cry out, holy, holy, holy. And every time now I'm singing it out on tour. Yeah. And my prayer is, Lord, just let me be able to get off the stage. Because I can see myself just laid out on the floor before God. I'm like, I want that, but God, I got to be able to get off the stage.
I got to get off the stage.
Yeah, it's just a power. So I worship to prepare for worship.
You know, when you said, you know, like, God, I got to be able to get off the stage. I have literally seen you like in the middle of, I'm going to call it a worship set. It hits you and you were rolling on the floor. I said, that's when, like, this thing is real. because it's not about a set list. It's not about me, you know, performing for people or the latest, greatest songs. It's like, listen, this is a conversation between me and him. And I hope you are in on it. But like at the end of the day, I'm never going to forsake him so that I can perform for you. And that's a lost art.
Wow.
It's lost. It's lost. And that's why I'm so grateful for your ministry. And you being able to do that consistently, keeping the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah. You got to keep the main thing, the main thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm so grateful for the way we were brought up, the people that God allowed me to learn from, the sincerity, but also the danger in not doing it the right way.
Yes, I that fear.
Yeah, the reverence. Mm-hmm. There you go. That that's what I pray that we get back.
Yes, ma'am.
Into the church, because the fear of God will keep you straight.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
On every level. But also the reverence, fearing him, it keeps you low so that he can be high. Mm-hmm. And when you're in the right position, which worship puts you in the right, true worship keeps you, your face to the floor.
Yes, ma'am.
And it allows him to be the king that he is. Mm-hmm. He's not competing, you know, because when we don't, when we're not in the right position, then it's like he has to compete with us. Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous place to be in when he wants to bless his people, but CeCe's in the way, you know, trying to be seen.
Yes.
And we all have it. That's our flesh. Our flesh wants to be seen. Our flesh wants to be in control.
Yes.
And they told me years ago that your flesh never gets saved.
That is so good. It never gets saved.
It never gets saved. You got to crucify it every day.
Every day.
Every single day. And when you understand that, it's like, oh, let me say, he said, if you humble yourself, I'll exalt you.
Yes.
Humble yourself. And so my job is to just stay, keep my face to the floor.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. When your song you just released, and we're going to talk about your upcoming record, but That's My King. I love it because it talks about, you know, of course, when we get saved, we know him as our savior. All right. But we just can't stay there. You know, it's like we got to progress in when he becomes the Lord and the King, the Lord of our lives. Mm-hmm. And what that means. Can you talk about, you know, what about that message drew you to this song?
Oh, my God. Everything about it. Because he's everything to me, you know, and it's a song to me. You know, we always talked about growing up talking smack. You know, you kind of got to talk smack. You know, when you grow up in a family like mine, it's like 10 of us. Yeah. You want to talk smack. Yes. And so you can boast on a king that is perfect, you know. He's not just a king. He's the King of Kings.
Yes.
And then when you understand that you're his daughter, you're his son, that we are royalty, we belong to him, and that without him, we're absolutely nothing. You know, who wouldn't want to tell somebody about that? And and this song to me, just, it celebrates who he is. And I think as believers, we need to celebrate more.
Yes.
We don't celebrate enough of who he is, because everything we need is in him.
Yes.
We have life because of him. We have eternal life because of him. We have peace of mind because of him. I mean, he's, I can't even imagine. I don't even want to try to imagine my life without him.
Yeah.
And so this song to me, it doesn't even scratch the surface of who he is, but we try.
Listen, you took a great stab at it. I tell you that. It's incredible.
And they did a good job.
Oh my God.
He's my protector. He's that's my king, you know, and I want the world to know. And I think we're living in a time, I shouldn't say I think, I know, we're living in a time where the church has got to make some more noise. It's like we're getting drowned out by the world. Yeah. And it's like, what? How? When we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have to speak up. We have to shout it from the mountaintop. That he is still the King of Kings, he's that Jesus is still Lord, that righteousness is still right, holiness is still right. And not that somebody's making us do it, but we're privileged.
Yes. That's the word. That's the word. The privilege. He didn't have to choose us.
Privilege.
He didn't have to choose us. You know, there was nothing, there's nothing righteous in any of us. But the
None
fact
of us.
Like the old folks say, he looked beyond our faults and saw a need. to bring us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Come on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I think this song reminds us of that. We have to be reminded that it's a privilege to be called his own. It's a privilege to be on his cheer team.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Let's talk about the record. More than this, I'm excited because it's been released. It's April 26th is when it coming. It's coming out.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, cannot wait. Cannot wait. Here's my question. Is it a continuation of the Believe For It record, or does it have similar themes, or just kind of take us into the vibe of that record?
It's a continuation.
Okay.
I think it's a continuation. Believe For It was my first, believe it or not, I can't believe it, but it was my first live record I had ever put out. And all the, yeah, and all the years I've been doing this, I've never done a live record.
Oh, wow.
And so when they asked me to do the live record, my management was like, why don't you do a live record? I'm just like, okay, wow. I've always done studio records. Mm-hmm. And so we did it, and it was during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't have no people. I'm like, well, Lord, did I hear you right? But we heard them right. We could only have 50 people. And I called intercessors to just pray through this whole thing. Because, again, it was during the pandemic. I'm like, God, this album has to be saturated with your presence because people are literally dying. Mm-hmm. They can't go to church. We just prayed and fasted for that record to be anointed. So people, when they got it, when they heard it, they would feel like they were in the sanctuary and that they were part of worship and really being blessed by it. I just felt an urgency like never before during that time. And the Lord honored us. When I got the tape back and I listened, I just began to weep. I just felt the anointing on the Believe For It record. And it's still going.
Yes.
It's still going. We finished this record last year and they were like, well, the Believe For It record is still going. You know, you just got your best numbers the other week. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
What are you talking about? Goodness of God. I mean, it keeps going further and further. And we sit back. And what I love about it is nobody can take the credit.
Nobody.
the label can't take the credit.
That's just like God, right?
I can't take it. I could barely sing that night. And I'm just like, Lord, I thank you, you know? And so this record is a live record. Mm-hmm. And this time we have people. We have people in the audience. It's the same where I'm singing other people's songs. Okay. Last record, I think we had Believe For It. We had about three or four original songs.
Okay.
And we have about three or four original on this one.
Okay.
But they wanted me to pick other songs as well, just to come together. I love doing that. And this is my second time doing it. I love doing that. Because it's not just about your songs, mm-hmm. but what songs are blessing you? What yeah. songs can you put together to create the atmosphere to invite them in?
Yeah.
You know? Yes, and ma'am. So this time we did Holy Forever. Mm. A few more that's on here. I redid Worthy Is the Name.
Wow.
Worthy is your name.
Yes, ma'am.
What a good song.
Yes.
So yes, it's kind of a continuation, but it's different. I feel like Believe For It was definitely to release faith.
Mm-hmm. And it did.
I think this one is about authority.
Oh, wow. Unpack that.
We have everything we need.
Yes, ma'am.
To succeed. Mm-hmm. We have everything we need to be victorious. And we're so tied into our emotions today. And God knows he gave us our emotions, saints. So don't get mad at me. But we can't be led by our emotions.
That's the key.
As people of God.
That's the key.
We have to be led by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. He said, they are my sons and daughters, those who are led by the Spirit. And in the Spirit, you have the authority to walk in victory. Mm-hmm. And not only to be free and stay free, but you have the authority to set other people free.
Mm.
And I think this is what, because even when you talk about Holy Forever, you're in the holies of holies. Yes. You know, Satan's been defeated.
Yeah.
Jesus finished it on the cross.
Yes, man.
And when you get into his presence, you realize that. And so this record, I pray that when people hear it, even with That's My King, I think something rises up in you to mm-hmm. say, oh, I am a citizen
yes.
of the King of Kings, the kingdom of God. I don't have to be depressed or scared or nervous because of what I see on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a grandmother now, you know. And when I look at what's happening in the world, it's easy to say, if I'm in my flesh, it's easy to get nervous about my grandkids. Mm-hmm. But then when you realize Jesus is still on the throne,
he's still on the throne,
and that he knows the end from the beginning, then we still have the authority.
Yes. You would think that would be something that we know, but the enemy is such a deceiver. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. he deceives us out of knowing the authority that we have been given, that we
our
walk
inheritance.
In. Our yes. inheritance. Yes, ma'am. That's the word. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that that is the object of this record, to remind believers mm-hmm. who we are in him.
Yep.
That authority that we possess, understanding that, yes, there's a devil, but he's a defeated devil.
He's a defeated devil. I have a song on here called "It's Too Late to Lose."
Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It is so powerful, but it's too late to lose.
Wow.
It's too late to stop this miracle. Mm. It's too late. Nothing's impossible. It's too late to lose. It is powerful. That's one of the new ones on here. The authority of Jesus.
Super excited. How did you go about like selecting songs for this particular project? Was there like a process? I know you know, we know that the theme is about authority, but was there yeah. like a process for that?
There's a process. Yeah. They'll send me, what is the list, the top 100 songs okay. that mm-hmm. are being played? And mm-hmm. so I'll listen to that. And then sometimes, I mean, like for Goodness of God, I mean, I only heard that. I don't know where I was when that came out. I missed it. Mm-hmm. That shows how separate our worlds can be, too, in the industry. I had never heard that song. And the worship team at our church sang it. And I was just like, that song hit me so hard. Mm-hmm. I was like, where did this song come from? And they were like, Bethel. I was like, when? It had been out for a while.
Yeah.
So when I mentioned, I was like, I got to sing this song. This is my testimony. I got to sing the song. But the producers and management, they was like, well, it's been out a long time. I just don't think. I said, notice I didn't ask y'all if I wanted to sing this song. If y'all want me to sing this song, I've got to sing this song. Mm-hmm. And they look back now and it's like, oh, yeah, we thought it was wore out, that yeah. it was. And I said, but if I hadn't heard it and I'm in gospel music right. and I love music, then it's got to be a lot of people who haven't heard it. And people think I wrote the song. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they had never heard it. And it's blessing so many people. Yes. And so for me, I listen to things and I'm praying. I'm just saying, Lord, what do you want me to say? And most of the time, they just really hit me.
You can tell. See, you can't fake conviction. You can't fake it if it's real to you. It's always say this, you know, you want to hear somebody sing your song. Let somebody be going through cancer, battling cancer, and you get up and sing, I won't complain. They don't have to hit all the right notes. It's the conviction about they know what they are singing. It's real to them. And when you sing these songs, like I love Jen Johnson's approach to, you know, the goodness of God and even Holy Forever and Chris Tomlin. But I will tell you this. When CC get on these songs, it's something that resonates. And I'm so glad that you mm-hmm. have the sensitivity to say, he breathed on this one. That God's breath is on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it translates. It really does.
Praise God. Yeah, it ministers to me. Mm-hmm. And when it ministers to me, then I know I can minister it to other people, mm-hmm. you know? Because like you said, it's not about, oh, I can sing it better, or my voice is higher, or I can hit this. It's just a heart. Mm-hmm. When I'm telling you, that Holy Forever takes me. I can weep thinking about it. It's real important. So that's really my process. You know, we listen, I pray, even writing. What do you want me to say? What is it going to be? You know, I remember writing Fire. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had songs. I was like, no, I need something about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We need something about the Holy Ghost.
That vamp hits so hard. We sing it at our church. And listen, when we get that, I need the Holy Ghost. Oh my God.
Plus, we need, it's an urgency.
It is an urgency.
Here, we need it.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, and so it's just hearing it and understanding where you want to go, but also understanding the environment, mm-hmm. you know, that God wants you to create so that he can come in.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Something that's going to lift people up to the place to receive mm-hmm. what needs to be received. And then just trying to give him what's due to him. You know, we'll never accomplish it
right
here. You know, when the Bible tells us to praise him according to his greatness, it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
We can't do that on our own. And that's why you never run out. That's why it never gets old, because we can. He's just so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's so good. This is the thing I want to transition here, because you have been doing this for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's still fresh. You know, God can bless us and we can get to a place where, okay, this is just, but it is mm-hmm. still fresh. It is still a get to. You feel that whenever you hear or encounter you lead, you know, like leading worship, you feel like, no, she really means this thing. It's real to her. You are, like you said, you're a grandmother, which yeah. I, you know, like you don't age at all. I mean, you and your whole family, none of y'all age. So, but you've been doing this for a while. You and your husband has been married. Years. I mean, you were 40 years. My God. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Your son is leading the church that you guys started. Yes. My question is, how do you balance the demand of ministry, mm-hmm. the call of God on your life, but understanding mm-hmm. that your first call is to your family and to be a mother, a grandmother, and a wife? How do you balance that all?
God balances it for me. Mm-hmm. It's just my job is, like you said, to keep the priorities straight. Mm-hmm. He's a God of order. Mm-hmm. And we all have to realize our first ministry is to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then it's our family.
Yes.
I've been telling people for years that he never called me to save the world and lose my marriage. Yes. And lose my children and my grandchildren now. So I've always kept that priority straight, understanding that to be connected to the local church mm-hmm. is huge. I mean, we're pastors now, but we've only been pastors for 12 years, mm-hmm. you know. So way before that, I understood the importance of being submitted under authority mm-hmm. and keeping that first. You know, because a lot of times as gospel artists, we feel like, well, we're out singing the gospel. That's not the same.
Yeah.
It's being submitted to a house mm-hmm. and being able to be told what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Being around people who don't see you as a star, you know, but you're just Sister Cece and you're working on this team and you're on this team. You know, God, he continues to work on us as we submit ourselves to one another. Mm-hmm. And so that's been huge for me and my husband. We wouldn't be married today if we weren't planted yes. in the house of God, you know. And he's blessed my children because of that. Mm-hmm. So keeping that first, because that's the job he gives us. It's like the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness mm-hmm. and everything else will be added. So keeping that first, God has blessed everything else. He really has blessed everything else. Some of the biggest things that have happened in my life, people would be like, oh, well, what moves did you make? How did it? And I'm just like, I wish I had a good answer. But he does it.
Yeah.
Just like we were talking about the record, you know, when they told me that last week that goodness of God was, they were like, you had your best week last week of goodness of God. So as in since I released it, it was like, they were like, yeah. I'm like, praise God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing it. You do it for your glory, wow. you know. And it's been things like that that has happened throughout my life. And I realize, too, now, you know, God raised me in a way where he could trust me with it.
Mm-hmm. I was just scared to go there. Yes, ma'am.
And he's done it in a way that, I mean, I stand on stage with people who sing better than me. I tell people all the time, I grew up in Detroit, y'all. You don't get better singers than Detroit. You know? And when I say that, I'm like, I grew up with the Clark sisters and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And so he checked my ego a long time ago. He made it real clear. If you do this, it won't be because of your talent. So I was like, got it. So again, you look at that and it's like his hand was always there. Mm-hmm. Even when you don't know, the only thing I knew was, Cece, please the Lord.
Yes.
Please him with your life. Say you sorry. Make sure you're loving your husband. Be there for your children. So, you know, it's those things. You say you're going to serve at church, serve at church.
Yes.
It's those simple things daily that's building your character in a way that when he gives you something, he can. You're not going to try to say you did it. Mm. 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 You're not going to take the credit for it. he's balanced it. Because there's been times where it's like, Lord, I remember one time I was about to go on tour, actually with Kirk Franklin. When Kirk Franklin first came out, he invited me to be on tour with him. And Kirk was everywhere, mm-hmm. like he should have been. I mean, it was just incredible. And my kids were at a stage of, kind of that stage where they're going to go in that tunnel and you don't know who they are in a minute. So I was like preteens, you know, they get kind of crazy right there. And I was just like, now, Lord, I'm supposed to go out, but I can't go out because mm-hmm. this is where my kids, this is where they are. And I need this and I need that, or I can't go. And I was willing to say no.
Yeah.
It was a great opportunity. But again, this is my first call. Mm-hmm. And God worked it out. And Alvin, my kids, and the young lady, Chandra, who's like a daughter to me, came out and we were able to go on the road. We were all in the tour bus. Wow. I took them out of school because I didn't want to get back and not know who they were.
You know, y'all get on this bus. Come on. Come with me.
I need to see your face every day. And so she came to teach them. And so we took them out. Me and my husband were in agreement. And so it's things like that that we did along the way to protect what was most important.
Mm, so good. And to see your son now leading the church that you and your husband have pastored and you birthed. Yeah. Talk about how that makes you feel, because I understand you're from a family where legacy is huge.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a first generation thing. It goes back. And now to see your son carrying that torch, how does that feel?
I don't think you want me to show you because I might run around here. Can I just run around my table?
Come on, run.
Every time I see him speak, it's a miracle.
Mm.
As a mom, that's all you pray. I only had two children. I have a son and a daughter. I call them Alpha and Omega. I should have had more. I told the Lord, my only regret is I need more children. And then he said, okay, I'm going to let you pastor. So I got several spiritual children now. Yeah. But the devil was after my son. Mm. He tried to kill him, literally. He went to Australia to get away from me, God, his dad, everybody. Mm. And God got a hold to him in Melbourne, Australia. He went into a small church. And I knew he wasn't where he needed to be in the Lord, but I had no idea he was as off as he was. Mm-hmm. And basically his conversation with God on the plane was, whoever gets me first, you're the devil. That's the way I'm going.
Wow.
He was messed up.
Wow.
And he goes into this little church. Friend that he connected with over there was going to a Bible study. He didn't want to go, but he had just got over there. And the first time he walks in, a woman of God looks at him and say, you. Hmm. She didn't know who he was. She didn't know who I was connected. And God just turned his life upside down.
Wow.
So when you ask me how I feel when I see him preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and he called me, and one of the first things he said was, Mom, God is real. Mm-hmm. And when he left, I was brokenhearted. I was like, Lord, bring my son home. I was praying, Lord, bring him home. Mm-hmm. And when I got that first call, my whole prayer changed. I was like, Lord, he can stay there as long as you want him to. He don't ever have to go back. The next call was, I'm prophesying. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
He came back on fire for God, getting his friends saved. I mean, he was more Holy Ghost filled. He was like, we got to pray more. We got to fast more. I'm like, who is this child?
Wow.
So that's I'm beautiful. Here to tell the parents, keep praying, keep believing. I kept declaring and decreeing the word of God over him. But then God reminded me, he said, if you trust me, I'm faithful at my word. Realize I took care of him and you were nowhere around. Mm-hmm. So I am forever grateful because I know where both my kids would be if it wasn't for the goodness of God. So are you kidding me? He can have whatever he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. That's why when he came to tell us the pastor, I was like, Pastor, I'm like, okay, God, whatever you want, whatever you want, because he's been so good. So every time my son preaches, it's a miracle. Yeah. It's a miracle that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle. The knowledge and the anointing that he carries and what he preaches. And so every Sunday I could just easily just lay out on the floor and just cry I live a life of gratitude.
Yes. That is so beautiful. Well, Miss Cece, Thank you so much for your life. Thank you.
Thank you.
God has been able to bless you, your family, because he knows he can trust you with his glory. And praise thank God. You for being a pattern to so many of us. Thank you for your yes. And praise again, God. Friends, thank you all. We are excited about your new record, April 26th. We're going to have it on our site. I want you to go to all digital outlets and download it. Support. We love you. We thank God for you. And listen, have a wonderful day, okay?
You got it. I will. Tell your whole family I said hello. Your beautiful wife, your children. Y'all still get the best award for Christmas cards. There's no way nobody can beat you. It's just no way.
I'll be sure to let everyone know, okay?
Love you.
All right, talk love to you too. Later. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.